That's probably my favorite legal ID. I'm probably going to play that every single show. I should play some Mad Professor later in the show, too. So once again, this is WCBN FM Ann Arbor. And you are tuned to my radio show, which is The Answers in the Beat. And my name is Paul. So, we just heard a long track from Blaerg. That's B-L-A-E-R-G. And A-E is like the joined letter. I don't know what the official name for that is, but it's just like, you know, where A-E is one letter. So yeah. That was Blaerg, Sesquipedalia, the title track to the album. And Blaerg is actually playing here in Ann Arbor. Let me pull it up. Let's see, Saturday, February 13th, 2010 at 8 p.m. at Far House. I don't know if I should give the address on the air because it's an actual house. But it's here in Ann Arbor. If you're really interested in looking for it, you can go on Facebook and look for an event entitled Nothing Says I Love You Like Breakcore 2. So that will be happening next Saturday night. Oh, cool. So it's Saturday night, which means not Friday night, which means that I can go to it and not have to leave early for my radio show. Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. And Blaerg is absolutely genius. I mean, if you heard that track, I mean, that pretty much explains it. Like, there's no way to describe just how brilliant the guy is. He hasn't played any shows in a couple of years. So I'm really looking forward to this. So, yeah, once again. Another artist playing. You're in Arms, Public Pubes, Little Mac, Selector Catalog, and Seek Selecta. Once again, that is an event entitled Nothing Says I Love You Like Breakcore 2. It will be happening at Far House on Saturday, February 13th, 2010, at 8 p.m. So you got a week to clear your schedule for that. And I'll, of course, remind you next week. And hopefully I'll see you there. Because I will most definitely be there. Because I haven't seen Blaerg in years. Because he hasn't played in years. So, super awesome. All right, before Blaerg, we heard something new from Fox Dye. Fox Dye's Big Ass Rave Rental and Drug Storage from the album Magical Glimmering Rainbow, which we actually got here at the radio station. I've been playing my own copy for a couple weeks since I got a show. But they actually sent us a copy at the station, so hopefully other people will be playing it too, which is great. Before that, we heard Datashi with the title track to his album, We Are Always Well, Thank You, from 2000 or so. And we started off with Scream, a track called Listening to the Records on My Wall, which, as far as I know, is unreleased, just sort of floating around the internet. I know we played it, he's been playing it at his live sets and DJ sets and whatever for the past couple months. So, yeah. All right. Once again, you are tuned to the one and only WCBN FM in Ann Arbor. I'm going to hit you up with some local events at 4:30. But got some more music to play. I'm going to play something right now from a cassette that we got at the station a while back. It's by an artist named A, or I. It's just spelled A-Y. Cassette is entitled Wet Pop, and I really can't tell which is side A and which is side B, because they're not labeled as such. So I'm just going to start playing it and then see what happens. But I flipped it on for a second. It sounded pretty cool. So, once again, keep it locked to WCBN FM Ann Arbor, WCBN.org on the World Wide Web, and be back at you later with events information.
Fuck you! Thank you. Oh, Franklin, man, I'm sorry, man. I thought you was Anubis now. They after me, Franklin. They telling me jokes. They telling me jokes.
Psilocybin. Drop psilocybin. One time. Never will do it again. Oh. No, too weird, man. Too weird, brother. Mushrooms. Too weird. You know what I mean? Me and Trey, we went. And the cat, but then when you were on psilocybin, you really be tripping, man. You know, you be thinking these really strange things. You know, like we came to the conclusion that everybody at Disneyland was ugly but us, okay?
Thank you. And what is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was...
WCBN!
But what would happen if WCBN didn't exist?
Yes, we're asking for your help. We don't want money, at least not yet. We need you to write or call with your testimonial. So email testimonials at WCBN.org or call 734-418-8420 and tell us what WCBN means to you. We want to build a new antenna tower and boost our power to 3,000 watts. If you want to hear us beyond Ann Arbor, write a testimonial and do it now. Testimonials at WCBN.org, 734-418-8420.
Hi, this is Michael from Post Prior. You know, being in a band is hard, but being in a band with a grouchy hypoglycemic is even harder. My bandmate Ben was an intolerable f***er for the longest time. Then I found out he was allergic to wheat. So remember, if the musician closest to you is sometimes unpleasant, irritable, or violently unpredictable, have him tested for a food allergy. Gluten-free is the way to be!
This is WCBN FM in Ann Arbor. The show is called The Answer is in the Beat. My name is Paul Simpson. I'll be here until 6 a.m., which is an hour and a half from now. Before that delightful testimonial announcement, before that delightful testimonial announcement, which pays homage to the Evolution Control Committee, we heard the Evolution Control Committee with Spandau Ballet from Plagiarhythm Nation version 2.0. which is the version of the album that was released on the Sealand, Negative Lands label. And we actually do have version 1.0 here at the radio station, too. Because somebody here really likes Evolution Control Committee. Or did 10 years ago. Before that, we heard from a band that I actually used to be in. In fact, you could actually hear me drumming, like electronic drumming, on that track. That was Bicoastal Disorder. The track was Ghost Press Bed. That was a rehearsal at my friend's house, which he has since moved about 3 times from that house. Turn that down a bit. Before that, we heard another group that I was in, although I didn't actually do that track. We heard Helium Ointment with Hollerate. And shout out to my buddy Justin Mooney out in Jersey, which is where I used to live. And that was from a 3-CDR set that we put out, which you used to be able to download it on the Skolex Recordings website, which isn't up anymore. But I'm going to start a website and post all my archives for this radio show. And then I'm going to post the Helium Ointment CDs and rehearsals and stuff. Just so you can hear that stuff if you're interested. Before Helium Ointment, we heard from VHS Head with the track Kincaid from an EP called Video Club, which is all chopped up samples from discarded VHS tapes. Like from a video rental stores. And before that, we heard the entire side A from a cassette by A, just spelled A-Y, or maybe it's pronounced I. I wasn't sure what side it was, and then he finally said Silly Simon, which is one of the names of one of the tracks on side A. So I am assuming that we heard all of side A from the tape. The tape is called Wet Pop. It is on the Banana Seat Girl label. And the tracks that I'm pretty sure we heard were Crashman vs. Airman, Put Me in the Water Bed, Surgeon Pills, and Silly Simon. And that's it. So, it's the left 4:30. It is time for events information. Saturday, today, the 6th of February, 2010. Overcast Skies is at the B-side. Doors at 7 p.m. Brings his guitar back to the stage. I assume Overcast Skies is bringing his guitar back to the stage. Opening acts include the PR Catastrophe, which is a rock band, and Cro-Magnon, which is a metal band with DJ sets by DJ Voodoo. All ages. Also, today, Saturday, 14th annual Bob Marley birthday bash is at the Blind Pig, featuring Universal Expression, King Jazzy, Erubis, and Scorpion. Also today, Alan Sekula and Sally Stein are at the Museum of Art at 1:30 p.m. It's free, and this is part 2 of the UM History Department series, Contemporary Strategies in Documentary Photography. Also today, the Quaby Sisters are at Saline Middle School at 7 p.m. This up-and-coming Texas sensation, the Quaby Sisters Band, will warm the stage with the Saline Fiddlers at the Fiddlers' 16th Annual Winter Hometown Show. The show will be held at the Sandra Nadig Auditorium in Saline Middle School. Tomorrow, February 7th, 2010, the River Resin Ragtime Review is at the First Congregational Church at 3 p.m. The program includes the first rag published by a black composer in 1897, Harlem Rag, by Thomas Million Turpin. Also to be performed as the original orchestration of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. Also tomorrow, Bump Note Speakeasy Pioneer Fun... Wait, let's try that again. Bump Note Speakeasy Pioneer Band Fundraiser is at the Cavern Club at 4 p.m. A Roaring Twenties themed gala with live music by Pioneer High Band students. Live and silent auctions, raffle, cash bar, and hors d'oeuvres. That's www.aapioneerbands.org. For more information, you can call 996-3210. Also tomorrow, Back 40 is at the Arc at 7:30 p.m. Local down-home funk grass band mixes traditional instrumentation with wild improvisation, skipping from bluegrass to psychedelic rock to deep funk. Also tomorrow, Explode Into Colors and Tyvek are at the Yellow Barn across from the YMCA at 8 p.m., plus DJs Forrest J and Brett L. Also tomorrow, Super Bowl 7, The Madness Continues, is at the Blind Pig at 9:30 p.m. The annual non-football party features a free-form video collage, multiple television installation, along with live music. And then that's the responsibility of our own Reverend Andrew, I believe. This year's soundtrack will be the Amino Acid Suicide by Cop, Error, and 123. All right, check that out. Monday, February 8th, 2010, Linda and Ali is at the International Institute for Free at noon. A nuanced and intimate look into the life of a traditional Muslim family in Doha, Qatar. But Linda and Ali's 20-year marriage is far from traditional. Linda was brought up Catholic in Arizona and met Ali, a Shiite Muslim from Qatar, at college in the 1980s. Shot during the American invasion of Iraq, this poignant film shows how Linda and Ali struggled to surmount their cultural differences while raising their 7 children in a lovely, lively, loving home. Part of the Muslim film series presented by the Center for Middle Eastern and North African Studies. Also Monday, Z is at Michigan Theater, 7 p.m., screening of Costa Gavras' 1969 Oscar-winning political thriller inspired by the assassination of the Greek left-wing politician Grigoris Lambrakis, in French with subtitles, but don't let that scare you. Tuesday, February 9th, Steward's Circle is at Brugger's Bagels on North University, free 7:30 a.m. This month's topic prescribed by fire. I'm not even up at 7:30 a.m. Jeez. Well, actually, I am. Anyway, this month's topic prescribed fire. For more information, go to www.stewardshipnetwork.org. Brown Bag Lecture Santu Mofokeng is at the Institute for the Humanities at 12 p.m. That's on Tuesday. Santu Mofokeng, Santu Mofokeng, I shouldn't say that so fast. One of South Africa's most prominent photographers, began his work as a documentarian of the anti-apartheid struggle. In this lecture, Mofokeng will discuss his work. The exhibit opens on February 5th and continues until the 26th. Also, Tuesday, February 9th, annual Suzuki Institute Grand Concert is at EMUP's auditorium for free at 5:30 p.m. A fast-paced concert featuring ensembles of classical violin, viola, cello, bass, guitar, piano, and flute students in grades K through 12. Also, Tuesday, February 9th, GoTech meeting is at the A2 Mech Shop at 7 p.m. GoTech is a meeting for people who are interested in making things using technology, whether that's a metal cutting lathe or a Python script. We have machinists, engineers, software folks, industrial control types, and so on. We share projects, information about tools and ideas, and connect with like-minded people. www.a2mechshop.com. That's all the W's, a2mechshop.com. And I'll go to Wednesday because that's when we have our film night. Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains is at Arbor Brewing Company for free at 8:30 p.m. Lou Adler's 1982 comic drama about a very inexperienced all-female punk trio that becomes an overnight sensation. I will play a promo for that. And then the next day, Thursday, February 11th, Lawn Care with Fred Thomas and the October Babies at the Blind Pig. And that's probably enough information. I mean, there's always more stuff, but... Friday, February 19th at 2010, Funky Kingston is at Elks Lodge at 10 p.m. WCBN DJ Brian Tomczyk and friends tear up Ann Arbor's hottest underground dance floor with funky, soulful Jamaican sounds. Yes. Oh, and February 22nd, 2010, Peter Brotzman is at the Carytown Concert House at 8 p.m. Fred Lonberg Holm and Peter Brotzman team up for an evening of experimental jazz. Collaborators in the group Chicago Tentet but tonight they perform a dynamic duo, a rare opportunity to hear these two in concert. All right, that's probably enough. Once again, I would like to remind you that events information is brought to you by Current Magazine and Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor. All right, that's enough talking. Indeed. So I'm going to play something that I just randomly found at the station that I'd overlooked before, from a group called Yoga. The album is called Megafauna. It's on the Holy Mountain label, sort of almost black metal sounding, or drone metal, or doom metal, or whatever. I guess maybe not black metal, but it's in that direction. It's like dark and doomy, and also a lot of weird sort of tape manipulations and stuff. So it sounded pretty cool. Once again, this is The Answers in the Beat. I'm Paul. We'll be back at 5:30. For some concert information, keep it locked. WCBN.
We're the number one rock and roll group in the world, and we are going to see that everything is going to be different. It's all got to change. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to build a radio station tomorrow, and we're not going to play any commercials and no news, just rock and roll in this room.
We're the stains, and we don't put out.
Do you want to be a professional?
Join the professionals, your friends, WCBN, at Arbor Brewing Company, Wednesday, February 10th at 9 p.m. for a free screening of, ladies and gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains.
Thank you. thing that scares me about, like, Craigslist and stuff is, like, people go on there and they find random roommates. That's a terrifying proposition to me. Like, the one time I had a random roommate, it did not go well. Like, I would come in the room and it always smelled like tuna. And I'd be like, whoa, not my top five smells for the room to have. Why does it always smell like tuna? And it's because this guy likes to eat cans of Starkist tuna all the time. And you know when the juice is there at the bottom when you're finished? He'd shoot the juice back like a tequila shot. Yes, I agree, it's disgusting. If you'd approach me on the street, like, hey, your seats. What's the most disgusting thing you catch a new roommate doing? I'd be like, drinking the tuna juice at the bottom of a Starkist tuna can. I'd be like, man, that's a really specific answer. There's other things, like, he played the flute all the time. Nothing wrong with playing the flute, but he'd only play one song on the flute. Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the theme song to Titanic. If you'd approach me on the street like, hey, Zeus, which is the most annoying song a dude could play on the flute all the time? I'd be like, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the theme song to Titanic. And you'd be like, God damn, you're really good at this game. But the craziest thing was towards the end of our time together, he was acting really weird. And I don't know what's going on, so I said, what's up with this guy? He goes, oh, thinks he's possessed by Scar, the evil lion from the Lion King movies. Oh, yes, that happens, sure. If you'd approach me on the street like, hey, Zeus, it's the most random Disney villain a kid could think he's possessed by. I'd be like, Scar, the evil lion from the Lion King movies. And you'd be like, sorry, it's actually the hockey team from Iceland and the Mighty Ducks too. Now, I have a small update on that joke. I was looking around the internet one day, and I saw this blog I'd written about it. And I looked in the comments today, and it's been some guy had written. I live with this guy. He's a douchebag. It was that fucking guy. Oh, really? I'm a douchebag, huh? Well, you don't tell all these people about how you did tuna juice shots all day. Is that... Oh, you don't talk about that. You just say, I'm a douchebag. Well, if I'm a douchebag, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out where that guy lives, right? And go outside his house, outside his window, real late at night, right? And make sure it's really late. And he'd be like, no! The demons! They're back! Scar, get away from me! Leave me alone! What I should have done was just went on the comments thread under the username Hyenas and wrote, watch out, motherfucker!
Hello, my name is Andrew W.K., and every day you have to give it all. You have to always go full steam, and you might get tired of living like this, but you have to do things this way. That might sound a little bit repetitive, to say the least, and that, too, might sound repetitive, but it is all true and necessary to live, and if you really want to live, there's certainly a difference between living and existing and growing and changing and learning and dieting and dumping and hollering and yelling and screaming and bursting and busting. You name it, he was doing it. This is WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul Simpson. The answer is in the beat. That is the radio show that you are currently listening to. We just heard 10 Tricks Point Never. Laser to Laser for the Double CD Rifts. And before that, we played the A-Frames and Climax Golden Twins with Reasonably Nautical from their collaboration album on Sub Pop. AFCGT, and I mixed that with some comedy from Aziz Ansari from his album Intimate Moments for a Sensual Evening, and we heard My Random Roommate. We started this off with Yoga with the Seventh Mind from the album Megafauna on the Holy Mountain label. All right, it's a little bit before, it's exactly 5 a.m. on the dot. So I'm going to get back to the music. We're going to play something from something we got a couple months ago that I never got around to playing. But something I'm really excited about. The King Yushnevitz and the Yushnevitz Tones box set. I'm seriously wondering. I guess they must have put this out and somebody copied it for the radio station, or maybe they sent it. I don't really know. I don't know if this is commercially available or what, but it's some good stuff. So, keep it locked, WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor.